Welcome back to the Web Canopy Studio Show. I'm your host, Tom Andrews, and today we have an extra special show, and really exciting one, because we're going to be talking about HubSpot's brand new release, Content Hub. It is an absolute game changer for content marketing, and it's going to allow you to produce so much more content across various platforms and channels without sacrificing quality. I'm joined by Elizabeth from Web Canopy Studio. Let's begin. So Elizabeth, welcome to the show. I believe it's your debut appearance.
On this one, yeah. One time, it was a long time ago, like maybe 2 years ago, Liz and I did a podcast together. We like special guest starred, posted when John was out. I'm not going to say that was Web Canopy's best podcast episode, but it was Web Canopy's best podcast episode.
It was. Now you said it, I obviously know the one. Yeah, straight there. Listen to it every day.
Yeah.
The listeners are going to be overawed then, having you back.
Yeah.
And talking about being overawed and excited, we have got a very exciting episode here because we're going to be talking about HubSpot's brand new latest release, Content Hub. And it is an absolute game changer. Just for the record, for you listeners, we are recording this the day after it's been released. So us, like me and Elizabeth and our team and pretty much every other HubSpot agency and other HubSpot users in the world are still getting to grips with this. So what we say now might not be quite as in-depth as what we're going to say in a week's time or a month's time, but we already know enough to be ridiculously excited about this. And I know Elizabeth's really excited, and Elizabeth has some really cool things to share and some really great tips on how to actually use the new features. So Elizabeth, what exactly is Content Hub?
Yeah, so Content Hub is basically your one-stop shop inside of HubSpot for generating all kinds of different content. So it has, all that HubSpot content that you already know and love. Content, that's the wrong word. Tools, how about that?
Tool.
So that's website pages, landing pages, you can do blogs, all kinds of different things inside of HubSpot. Lead capture is still there, like forms and CTAs, but it's like way more robust. That's the technical word, right? That we should use.
Yep.
leveraging AI more and more in the places where it's appropriate for AI to take over. So I love that quote, and I'm going to totally botch it, where AI should do the laundry and the dishes so that it frees you up to do the art and the writing. That's what HubSpot has embraced. I totally botched it. It's not exactly
it before,
that way.
I love it.
Yeah, but if you think of it that way, have AI do the stuff that's repetitive, that's, you know, you have to do over and over and over again, and then let the human add the finesse to it, right? And so that's what, in my opinion, that's what Content Hub is setting you up to do, because there's that content remix where you can take, it's a new feature, you can take a piece of content, like a blog, for example. You have a kick-ass blog already written, let's take that and then generate it into a bunch of different assets. So from there, you can like produce an email. If your ads accounts are connected, you can do that. Social media, landing pages, you name it. And then HubSpot will use AI to parse information from the blog and then generate content that way. It'll even generate images. So if you're a solo marketer, you are not a designer, you can use AI to generate images. I get that it's AI generated images, so sometimes it comes up with something pretty funny, but you can do all that inside of HubSpot. But I think, Tom, actually my favorite piece is actually the under the hood piece that probably people won't pay that much attention to, and that's brand voice. As someone who used to manage a whole team of content writers and designers, I would have loved to have had the brand voice piece inside of HubSpot, because what happens is like, yes, you want everybody's own flavor and style to be in their writing, but you need it to still be on brand, right? And yeah, so the brand voice piece, in it's actually in your HubSpot settings. So it's not even part, well, it is Content Hub related, but you have to go to your branding kit inside of HubSpot to get to it. But you can upload a piece of content and then give HubSpot more information. And then what that does is set AI up. So instead of just being the Wild West, right? With tone, AI then inside of the HubSpot AI, let's clarify. So this doesn't go outside of HubSpot. It's just in HubSpot. It will use those settings and then generate content with that tone in mind. And that, I think, personally, is a game changer, especially if you're a small team, if you're running on, you know, not a lot of time, things like that. At least you can you know, mostly reassured that your content will be on brand. I think that's one of the hardest things, but anyway.
I absolutely love that. And that really excites me as well, because I used to be a copywriter and lots of freelance clients. And every single copywriter has their own voice, ultimately. And like you say, you can try and write in the client's voice, which obviously is very important. But there's always going to be little parts where you come through yourself. Yeah. As you said, that's not a bad thing, but you do still need to make sure you capture your brand voice. So if a copywriter or the business, whoever is writing the copy, has the brand voice tool, well, guess what? Every single time, every single piece of copy they write is going to be a hit, because boom, automatically it's going to find the voice. So you can still actually, as the writer, write in your voice if you want, write it as you want, make it really damn good how you would normally write it, and then think, okay, how can I just add that 5% just to get my company's brand voice? Click a button and voila, it is done. And Elizabeth, I know you're a Harry Potter fan like myself, and this is for me the closest to real life magic we're ever going to get, because that Hogwarts letter never came for me.
Yes, absolutely, that's a great way to put it. It's real life magic.
So talking of real life magic,
I honestly think Ron and Harry would have used it to write their papers for Hogwarts, especially like McGonagall. Although I bet you there would have been some AI detector that McGonagall had. I'm just saying.
But maybe Elizabeth, maybe Hogwarts and any wizarding school around the world, maybe they cease to exist now with AI. Maybe we actually have more power than wizards.
I love this.
A possibility. Yeah.
That's a whole new rabbit hole we could go down with a podcast.
That is. We could make a little spin-off show. I like
it.
Yeah. I wish we were talking about that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Back to HubSpot. Yeah, that's the spin-off. So, Elizabeth, I want you now to actually give the viewers who are watching this a practical, basically practical examples. And if you're listening to this, we will actually talk you through what we're doing as we go along. So don't worry, you can still enjoy your commute to work while listening to Elizabeth's lovely voice and my probably slightly annoying voice. But so Elizabeth, if you want to share your screen and just talk through the new features.
Yeah.
So maybe starting with Content Remix.
Yeah, I actually have the, let me go back one screen. I'm using our test portal, but to get to your brand voice, you go to the settings icon, account setup, account defaults, and then it's on the branding tab. So you can go through logos, colors, themes, awesome. But then I think the best part now, and I'm a designer, guys, so I love logos and colors, is the brand voice. So what you could do here is, if you have an example that is on brand, I copied and pasted a blog in there. I put, now I need to change it to blog post. And then I put the audience sample is marketing directors. And you can actually, inside of HubSpot, there's little tooltips underneath the little eye icon on a lot of it. So if there's something that you're not quite familiar with, HubSpot does a great job of like helping you navigate that journey. Inside of HubSpot, and so you know what it is.
It's like the Marauder's map.
Yeah. See, I think you and I, Tom, can like make anything circle back to Harry Potter.
I think we can. That's a skill in and of itself.
It is. It is. And then like bad marketing would be like, what would Voldemort do? I'm just saying.
There you go.
There's lots of things. Just saying. Yeah. So the next step to establish your tone of voice is to put in personality and tone. You can select up to 4 characteristics. So I think there's some default ones inside of HubSpot available. So if you look, there's like bold, charismatic, down to earth. I'm going to put edgy.
In fact, Elizabeth, let's say right now you are Dumbledore. So as Dumbledore, which ones would you choose?
I'm going edgy, human, quirky, and rebellious.
Yeah, he's got a rebellious streak.
Because I feel like he does, but he's going to add that human empathy. He's very empathetic, I feel like.
He is.
I think he's cheerful. So for the tone, I think Dumbledore is cheerful. I think he's compassionate. Let's see. Ooh, enthusiastic. You know what? I'm going to take away compassionate, because I think funny is more appropriate. and humor.
And while he did show compassion to Harry, he was setting him up to die. So there's a level of how much compassion you can show there.
Yeah. Maybe motivating would be a good.
He's a motivator.
He is a motivator. So what would, in Dumbledore, this is Dumbledore's brand voice. So now I've got my brand voice set up. You can, once it's established, there's a thing here, like you can do a company mission, and then you can apply it to different channel settings. So blog, email, pages, social. I just turned on all of the things. And then you can also delete it if you want to. And then at any point, go back and edit it, which is great.
Fantastic. So Elizabeth, with that brand voice, what you've just done there, can you do that once and then for any piece of content after that that you create within HubSpot, that will automatically apply that brand voice to what you've just done there?
Correct. Yes, that's what it does. So it's not going to retroactively, I believe. So somebody out there on the interwebs is going to correct me if I'm wrong. but if you have content created, which I'm sure everybody does that's listening to this podcast, it's not going to go back and go, oh, we need to update automagically. There we go. 538 blogs, right? It's going to be from this moment forward, any content you use with AI, right? So that's the key, is the AI generated content. Is going to have that brand tone of voice.
That is totally amazing. And you can already see why this is going to, why it sets itself apart from platforms like ChatGPT, because I think a lot of people think AI, just go to ChatGPT, just because that was sort of the first big one that came out. It was really the biggest needle mover in the AI space. But what we're seeing from Content Hub is personally going to be a complete game changer. It's now up for these other platforms to step up their own game to keep up with HubSpot on the content marketing side of things. So that is super, super exciting. But what is going to make me even more excited is the other new feature that a lot of people are talking about, and I think it's getting everybody excited, and it is Content Remix. Because what this is essentially going to allow you to do, and Elizabeth, you're going to show us how to do it in more detail in just a moment, and you've already touched upon it, but it's going to allow you to syndicate your content across multiple platforms, and you're going to make each specific piece of content specific to that platform. So what I mean by that is, right now your boss might say, okay Elizabeth, we want you to create one piece of content on LinkedIn and then make that a blog post, make that a Facebook post, Instagram, email. And that's okay. But the problem with that is that if you take a LinkedIn post and just try and turn it into a email or a Instagram post, it's not going to quite hit the spot on those other platforms because you have written it for LinkedIn. However, with Content Remix, you now, just again, the touch of a couple of buttons, you get to take that LinkedIn post and turn it into a blog, turn it into a landing page, turn it into an email, and it's going to be specific to that platform. So, Elizabeth, do you want to show us how it's done?
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody out there in podcast land listens to Sirius XM radio. I used to have it in my Jeep and I loved it. But Content Remix reminds me of
Sirius Black's.
Ooh, yeah, it's spelled like Sirius Black. And I actually think there's a dog on their logo. Don't quote me on it, but I think there is. This is something we should definitely explore later. But I absolutely love rap music. I always have. And I used to listen to, and this is going to date me, and that's totally fine, LL Cool J's Rock the Bells radio. And he had a bit on his show called Salute the Sample. And that's what I think of when I think of Content Remix, because you take one thing and then you sample it and you make all kinds of other things just like they do in rap music, right? And so, in my opinion, it would be more fun if instead of start remixing, in LL Cool J's show, it says, and then we flip that shit like this. And then they show you how they took the original sample from the song and then flipped it into something new in a new song. And so that's kind of what we're doing, right? We get to play Content DJ, and I love that they've called it Content Remix. For me, it's kind of fun. So what I did was I came into Content Remix, and you can find that under the Content tab if you're using the refreshed navigation. If you're using the old navigation inside of HubSpot, it's under Marketing and then Content again. But you pick the content type that you want to flip. So you can pick from a blog post, a site page, or a landing page, and you add the content, right? And so HubSpot, it'll take it a little bit to, populate. There we go. The blog post content there. And what I did here was I actually used the AI generator to create a sample blog post for us, Tom, inside of HubSpot, just for this little demo. Awesome. But you can see right here, you can pick all kinds of different types of content, including an audio file that you could use somewhere else for whatever reason. But let's just say I want an image, a social post, and an email. Just to clarify, if you want an SMS, you have to use the SMS feature inside of HubSpot. And for ads, you have to have an ads account connected to HubSpot in order for it to work correctly. I actually got it to error out earlier. So you can learn from my mistakes. and then you hit next, right? Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're here to make the dumb mistakes so that you don't have to. That's the tagline for the podcast today.
Just quickly, Elizabeth, I just want to say as well, if you just go back to the previous section.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Have I ruined that? Okay, so here, where we've already got a blog post, I believe we can select blog post again, and it will actually generate us a similar blog post, but it will be different to the original. This is what I believe. And if that is the case, we're going to find out live if I'm absolutely waffling rubbish or if this is legit. I believe it is. And if it is, that means you can essentially target different keywords writing about the same topic. Now, for this, I'm sure you're going to have to go in and actually add some human touches to it. In fact, I personally would add a human touch to every single bit of AI generated
100%. Yes. And
that's important to say. But your analogy earlier of doing the dishes, that is what AI is doing here. And it's just freeing up to almost be content editors to put their final shine on something really good that's saving us a lot of time, as opposed to being the people that produce that content in the first place and then handing it off to an editor. So if it can do what I've just said, then you're actually going to be able to get a lot of blog posts targeting different keywords very, very quickly, which is obviously going to be amazing for SEO.
Absolutely. That's a good point. So for the image, there's a little bit of options, whatever. You've got options. It's a random style decided by AI, which is kind of fun. It's like roulette. Or you can pick the style that you would like AI to generate an image in the style of. Today, so we already went Dumbledore, right? I feel like the Weasley brothers would probably use Content Remix the most.
I feel they would, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What style do you attribute to Fred and George?
Oh, Fred and George.
I'm kind of thinking they would pick something wonky.
I'm feeling pop art, maybe. Or abstract. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pop art.
Yeah, let's do pop art. I like pop art. I'm also an art history nerd, so anytime we can bring art history into anything, that would be great.
To Monet's garden back in the day.
I would love to do that.
I was young. And I just, weirdly, coming back from there, and I still remember it, I was probably about 8 years old, and I still remember that's the biggest deja vu I've ever had in my life on the drive back. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe in another life, Elizabeth, maybe I was a massive art history buff as well.
Yeah.
But in this life, I know not much when it comes to art. But
maybe we can do another podcast on that. But for image dimensions, square would be something for Instagram or social media. Landscape means it goes horizontally. And then portrait is vertical for those people that need to know. And then I just picked landscape, and then you can do different types of image quality. I'm just going to leave it on HD. LinkedIn networks, you can pick from those accounts inside of here. Additional information, maybe we want to get people to subscribe to our blog in the post. You can include the generated image in the post. For an email, you can pick what type of email it's going to go in, and then HubSpot will, cater the content accordingly. I'm one of those people that can't type and talk at the same time.
Same, actually.
Yeah.
In that previous message I sent to John whilst me and you were chatting, I've read it back and I don't really think it made sense.
Sorry, John.
Yeah.
We want the tone to be fun, witty, and humorous. You can include it, and then Weasley. The image style again. What's that?
That was definitely Weasley there.
Definitely a Weasley. Let's see. Expand on the blog and include. Let's see. This could be totally wrong. We're trying this out live.
And also, listeners and watchers, we're actually using a new platform today as well to record this podcast on, because we're trying to up our production quality and give you the very best experience. But obviously, when trying new things, it could be an absolute hit right out of the gate, or
epic fail.
An epic failure, yeah. And our faces just look like, maybe, like, I don't know, we look like trolls from the troll film one and book
one. Maybe this is all the troll bogeys right now.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
We definitely need that. We definitely need that second podcast.
Yeah, we do. We do. Anyway, I think I have a title. We could call it Automagic Your Marketing. I'm just saying, we've got lots of good stuff. Once you've got all your information in to Content Remix, you hit generate, and then it's going to sit and cook for a little bit. And this will take it a little bit of time, so be patient. But it'll get there, because HubSpot's doing a lot of work right now to get data.
And what we'll do, we will just cut this bit now. So next time
This is when the Jeopardy theme song plays.
Yeah.
And you see everybody kind of writing down, or maybe like it's exam time at Hogwarts. I don't know. Or they're in detention.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, look at the image it generated. Quick. Yeah, it actually is pretty quick. I'm actually really impressed with how fast this generates content.
In fact, I'm gonna say, just a message. I'll put this live out there. I like being raw in the podcast. So,
same.
Jason, our superstar editor, actually don't edit that bit out. We'll keep that. We'll keep this nice and raw. Just because I think, you know, the listeners, they want to hear some Harry Potter stuff, which we bring.
Mm-hmm.
So I think another good reason why leaving this live and not editing this part out is really important, is because it just shows everyone how fast this works. Like, look there, if you're not watching but just listening, we have already got an image, a social post, an email, and another blog post. And just by looking at that little intro to the blog post, Elizabeth, it does look like it's a different blog post talking about the same topic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Really, really fascinating. Because then, like I said, you can take one blog post that's performed well and think, okay, this one has done well, but maybe like after doing some keyword research, you found another keyword. Think, okay, so I now need to talk about the same topic, but I need to write it in a different way. And this does that. It is a game changer.
Yeah. Well, and the best part too is you can go hog wild. I actually haven't played with this yet to see if you can actually break how many branches you can have. But if you look, so let's say you really like this social post, or you want to do other posts, you could do even more content off of the post. You know what I mean? So it's just like workflows in HubSpot, where you can have if-then branches and things like that. I haven't killed the tool yet. Like, I've managed to kill the workflow tool. And by kill, I mean reach the cap of branches. But you can see the content possibilities are endless. The other thing too is you can click on this. You can view image attributes. You can also generate it again if it's something that you don't want. But then you can also save it to your file manager. And my biggest pro tip in file manager is to put the alt text on the image inside of the file manager before you use it anymore, or anywhere on your site or in your content, because then it'll automatically appear when you use that alt text. And alt text is so important. That's another thing we could do, accessibility settings, being inclusive. Anyway.
We've got the work done. I have absolutely loved that. Like, what you've just done there is, well, magic. I didn't even mean to say that. That was absolutely fantastic. So, Elizabeth, I know you have got to go in a second, but we have timed that perfectly because we have got everything in, and I hope, listeners, watchers, that you are just as excited as we are for Content Hub, because seriously, the amount of time it's going to save you, and it's going to save you so much time without compromising on quality. In fact, Hermione Granger herself, she wouldn't need her time turner. She would just need Content Hub, and she would be able to get so much, so much work done, so much content produced. And yeah, we cannot wait here at Web Canopy Studio to get our teeth sunk into it. So, Elizabeth, all that's left to say is thank you so much. You have been a star. And where your previous appearance with Liz was obviously our greatest ever show.
Hopefully
this one has now overridden it, and you know we're going to be up for the Oscars next year.
Are there podcast Oscars? I don't even know.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if we start one ourselves, then well, we're guaranteed to win it.
Yeah, maybe we could get, you know, like some type of a, what's the Goblet of Fire, the cup that you win?
The tribe was a cup.
Thank you. Yes, or maybe we get the house cup.
Or the house cup. Yeah. Oh, we should do mm-hmm. that. God, there's too many Harry Potter ideas going off here. If you are a Harry Potter fan and you love marketing, drop us a comment mm-hmm. or send us an email or just do something, because we always like connecting to fellow Harry Potter fans. So, Elizabeth, thank you again so much. And listeners, watchers, we'll catch you in the next episode.